The news has been a topic of discussion everywhere, with many expressing astonishment. The government has long been tight-lipped on the issue, but as public anger continued to grow, the Minister of Interior, Mori Konde, finally broke his silence. Konde confirms that the amount was indeed paid to the government by the company Winning Consortium Simandu and placed in the state treasury. He says $75 million was paid to the government and the amount which exists in the amended financial year can be verified. He says those who say the money does not exist should check their information and that the amount is part of this year's budget. Sources at the Ministry of Mines told VOA that the agreement between Winning Mining Company and the Guinean state was signed in 2020 by the government of former President Alpha Conde, and the total amount is $100 million. According to the same source, the $75 million was an advance payment made in 2020 shortly after the coup and was paid to the junta. The minister explains where the money went. He says the $75 million were paid into the account of the public treasury, which can be verified. He says the issue is becoming a topic of much misinformation. He says for now, the remaining amount of $102,000 has not yet been paid by the company. But the question many here are asking is, why is it now that the government is confirming the payment since 2021? When a foreign news outlet had unveiled the secret. Some have described the minister's declaration as baseless and unfounded. Isiega Bangura, a student, said all they want to know is where exactly the money is.
He says with help of the Senegalese media, they were able to know that the $75 million that was paid since 2021. He says all that the minister has said is not true, and they want to know where the money has gone.
The revelations have led to accusations of widespread corruption against members of the military government, leading to a drop in the junta's popularity. Kadetu Conte, a teacher, says they will not accept fraudulent behavior by the junta. She says members of the junta only came to power to enrich themselves at the expense of Guineans, and that this will not work at all. Some accuse members of the junta of seizing power to enrich themselves. They are accused of doing nothing to meet the promises made after seizing power. Members of civil society and other interest groups say in the coming days they plan protest against what they call the mishandling of the population. Reporting for VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.